One of the more closely watched races in New Jersey is in the state's 7th Congressional District. In 2018, voters flipped the Northern Jersey District in the blue wave that helped Democrats win back control of the House. Anti-Trump sentiment still runs deep in this district, but a Republican with a familiar name is hoping to take back the seat for the GOP. WNYC's Karen Yee reports.
When Tom Kaine Jr. launched his campaign for Congress last year, he was introduced by one of New Jersey's most popular political figures, his father, former Governor Tom Kaine Sr.
I've known this guy all his life.
Kaine Sr. was a moderate Republican who preached a party of inclusion and tolerance. His son, Kaine Jr., currently leads the GOP minority in the state Senate and says he's trying to do the same.
It means putting people before politics, serving with honesty.
Kaine Jr. has served in the state legislature for the last 20 years. He ran for the same congressional seat in 2000, but lost the Republican primary. And he ran for the Senate against Bob Menendez back in 2006. Kaine is a center-right fiscal conservative, but not much of an ideologue. He says he supports the president, and earlier this year attended Trump's rally in Wildwood.
Washington Democrats have never been more extreme than they are right now. Frankly, they're crazy.
Kaine is trying to do the impossible, support the president while pitching himself as a centrist seeking common ground. His campaign is built on nostalgia for the type of fiscally conservative, socially liberal republicanism embodied by his father. But Monmouth Polling Institute director Patrick Murray says that brand of the GOP no longer represents New Jersey's Republican Party.
Donald Trump is all-consuming. One congressional candidate, even with the family pedigree that he has, can't overcome that.
Kaine wouldn't talk to WNYC, but during a debate hosted by New Jersey Globe last month, Kaine barely mentioned the president. When pushed, he chided Trump for downplaying the coronavirus when he knew the severity of the disease.
The president should have told people a lot earlier, and it was wrong if they didn't.
New Jersey 7th encompasses the wealthy suburbs of Union County, stretching west into Hunterdon and Somerset counties, and includes the president's Bedminster golf course. It's one of the most educated districts in the country, and has long been home to moderate Republican leaders like former Governor Christy Todd Whitman, a longtime Trump critic who's endorsed Joe Biden. Before the district elected current Democratic Congressman Tom Malinowski, it was represented for a decade by Republican Leonard Lance. And then came Trump. Constituents packed Lance's town halls in record numbers, in large part to protest the GOP's attempt to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act. They denounced his party's increasingly conservative tilt and demanded he stand up to the president. He tried to convince voters he remained moderate, but it wasn't enough in a swing district that had become deeply anti-Trump.
Leonard Lance tried to wrap himself up in the taint of Trump, and he lost. And now Tom Kaine is not doing anything different.
52-year-old Bart Cacciola is a registered Republican in Hunterdon County. He says the GOP abandoned moderation and lost the values that compelled him to join the party at 17.
They have nothing to run on. Their political structure, it demands such adherence to their crazy story that if you want it to be reasonable, you can't.
In Kaine's hometown of Westfield, Kathleen Zipler is watering purple flowers and planters along the sidewalk. She has a list of things she's worried about: healthcare, the environment, COVID-19.
Oh, gun control, by the way, is another one of the worries.
She's a middle-of-the-road Democrat and supports Malinowski because she says he's working on the issues that matter to her, while Republicans are too focused on winning the president's approval. Around the corner is 57-year-old Adam. He didn't want to give his last name.
I'm a Republican, but I'm not voting for Trump.
And while he can't stand the president, he says he split his ticket and cast his vote for Kaine.
I didn't make a judgment on the person as much as I did the party.
Republican strategist Mike Duhaime says there's no question Trump has an outsized influence down the ballot. But he doesn't think all moderate Republicans or independents will take their frustrations with Trump out on Kaine.
I certainly don't blame Democrats for trying to tie every Republican, fair or not, to Donald Trump. The question is whether or not voters will believe it. In this district, Tom has enough people who are going to be ticket splitters that it really gives him a chance.
Estranged Republican Bart Cacciola says he won't support Kaine because he hasn't separated himself from the national party.
He's demonstrating that he doesn't have character, that he doesn't have the principles that we would want for him to espouse, being from New Jersey.
Cacciola says he has no plans to switch parties and become a Democrat. I asked him if he feels like one of those Republicans with no political home. He said no.
I'm not really homeless. I'm just, you know, living with a bunch of strangers.
And he says voting for Malinowski is one way to start cleaning house. Karen Yee, WNYC News.